I am. Before they were, I am. Principle is eternal. Principle is eternal. Before they were, I am. Principle is eternal. We have great spiritual religious leaders come down through history, come down through all of time. Great religious spiritual leaders that were before the time of Jesus and Moses and Buddha, before the time of our current crop of wonderful leaders and teachers and sharers. And there were people who gave of their innocence, they gave of their innerness, they gave of their inner self to the allness, and they were looked after and thought after, and they were believed, and they were delighted in, and they were wondered in, and they were given all sorts of recognition of being very wonderful. Who were they? Who were they? Well, we read in hieroglyphics writings of some of these, but the majority of the religious leaders, the spiritual beings who guided mankind on a higher level of awareness, on his deeper inner understanding, these people have passed away. These people, their names are no longer remembered. And all that we think about is the principle. Because the principle is eternal, and the principle remains forever. We have presentations of who Jesus was and how Jesus lived and how Jesus acted, and we like to pretend that we are interested in knowing who this man was and how he lived his life and how he was a good person and how he was a person that is not understood. We say that about all of them. We say that about Muhammad, about Buddha. We say that about every person who would tend to point us upward. We say that about our own people who are great philosophers today and who are great leaders of spiritual truth. And as we listen to these great leaders and as we listen to these people, we see their life being displayed on the internet. We see it being displayed on the YouTube. We see it being displayed in movie form, in video, in many forms. And as we see it displayed, we see it representing what the artist felt that they were, what the artist felt Jesus looked like, what the artist felt that the Buddha looked like or Moses looked like. The artist felt many things as they listened within. Michelangelo, as he did the Sistine Chapel and painted the pictures, he read the Bible, and then he painted the pictures in the way that he felt people looked like and in the actions that he felt people were doing. And he had the great scenes of where the divine created as a human being, touching the human being created as a human being, and Adam touching the infinite divine creator. How interesting that is, and how we do get wound up in the charisma of that type of a experience and that type of person, that type of life. And as we're wound up in that type of life, we oftentimes forget what the story is. What is the real truth about the spiritual path? What is the principle? Well, now, we've been given the principles by many great people, many people who have listened to that self within that led them to know what the principle is. And the principle is, basically, to be yourself, the divine self that you are, the divine self that you are in creation, and to enjoy it. There is not one thing throughout all history that teaches you not to enjoy being yourself and having fun. Not one thing, but everything teaches you discipline. It teaches you that you must behave and you must follow the rules and you must follow whatever the community tells you and whatever the world tells you. You're taught these principles are to take a sidestep to what mankind tells you. And mankind tells you that you have to follow these laws. And then you're in another area. And that that civilization, that community, has its rules and regulations. And they tell you that you must follow those rules and regulations. And then you go to another community, and they too have different rules and regulations. Basically, they're the same. But they have different rules and regulations because they have different needs for their people. And as these different rules and regulations are enforced, the enforcement very quickly becomes the modus operandi. It becomes the program of life. It becomes the reality for all people. And it's not that they're to look within and be in peace and quietness within. It's that they're to look without and look about the community about them and be their brother's keeper and take care of the world for everybody else. We have this saying, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. Because if in each one of us we had peace, if within each one of us we were at peace with our community, we were at peace with ourselves, we'd be in perfect harmony with everything. But we try to make other people follow our view of peace, follow our view of what is right, follow our laws, our principles, our programs, what our community requires. And everybody's not a Christian, and everybody's not a Buddhist, and everybody's not a Muhammad. Everybody's not these various faiths. And they never will be. And even those in that faith don't know what they believe. They look at a picture of Jesus and they say, he was a tough old buzz. He expected people to do things and he was really tough on people. And then we look at all the other evidences that we have that he was a gentle person, that he was loving. And he taught love. Above all other things, he taught, love your neighbor like yourself. And other religions have their specific rules and teachings. What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to live our life? Before they were, I am. The divine is eternal, immortal. The divine is everlasting. The divine never changes. The divine is principle, which is eternal. And as I become aware of that principle, as I become aware of what that principle is all about and live what that principle is all about and am what that principle is all about, then I will have no neighbors, for we are all one. I will have no need for possessions, for all is mine and all is ours and all is mutually shared. I will have no need for scraping for a living, for scraping for getting food, for getting clothing, for getting things, for all things are mine. All things are one. There is only one. And as I say to myself, all is done now. It is done now. As I say to myself, this is the truth. Then that is the truth. Before they were, I am. I am is the divine in each of us that always is. And the divine in each of us always has all things. The divine in each of us is the purity, the goodness, the wholeness, the truth, and it is the principle revealed through you and through me, through the goodness that we are, through the love that we are, through the joy, through the peace, through the unconditional love that we are. This is what life is all about. Before they were, I am. Before our community ever was. Before my neighbor ever was, before life ever was, I am. And I am is principle. And that principle is eternal, everlasting, immortal, delightful, and wonderful. And that is you. And that is me. Today I proclaim, I am one as all. Today I know all is good. Today I know that I love you, because first I love myself, and then I love you as a reflection of myself. I love you as the oneness, the allness that we are. And I love you, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.